So one of the biggest problems people have is our school system doesn't teach us how to read financial statements. And as I said earlier, financial statements are your report card once you leave school. And like any report card, you should get one at least once a quarter, if not once a month. My wife and I have one twice a month. That's how often we check up on our how we're doing financially. So for many people who are highly educated or not highly educated, what really costs them the most money is not how much money they're making. It's how much money they're not making. So going back to financial intelligence, my rich dad's definition of it was not how much money you make. It's really how much money you keep. That's financial intelligence. The second part of it is how hard that money works for you. So if you put money in the bank and let's say it's making 5%, from my point of view, it may be safe, but it's not intelligent. In fact, you're losing money at 5% due to inflation and taxes. You're not getting ahead. A lot of people think that 10% return on your investment is good. Well, to some people, that's good, but the facts are those people can get infinity from their returns. And it's not that hard to do if you have financial intelligence. One of the reasons I don't work for my money because it's just as easy to create the money and then have what I create work hard for me. So if I could do my best to explain how you make your own money or create your own money, for those of you who are rich dad, poor dad, remember the story about when I started making quarters out of lead? I went around the neighborhood because I asked my poor dad, I said, how do you get rich? And he says, make money. So I took him literally. I ran around the neighborhood collecting toothpaste tubes because in those days, toothpaste tubes were made out of lead. So I collected them and collected them and collected them. And finally, I had enough to begin my business of making money. One day, my dad came home and he finds this, you know, our barbecue going. I have a steel pot on there. What I am doing is there's fires going. There's dust, white dust all over the place. What in the world are you two boys doing? And what we're doing, we're melting down the lead. We had plaster of Paris molds. That's where all the white dust came from. And we started off pouring lead into these plaster of Paris molds. And we started making quarters at first. Now, the problem with quarters and lead was that the lead is too malleable. I mean, it bent, so it didn't work. So we went down to dimes, but that was too thin, and we couldn't make dimes. But nickels worked really well, and that's where the term lead nickel came from, I think, because it works really well to pour toothpaste tubes and make them into lead nickels. So pretty soon, we had this whole assembly line going. We had all these casts and molds, and my dad comes home. There's two young boys, we're 9 years old, white powder over us, risking our lives, pouring molten lead all over the place. In our bare feet and bare hands, he goes, what are you boys doing? And we said to him, we're doing what you told us. We're making money. And he and his friend just fell down laughing. They thought it was really cute, and we thought they were insulting us because that was our first business venture. And he said to us, he said, son, sit down here. You may be making money, but there's another term for it, and that's called counterfeiting. And so my first business at age 9 started in one day and ended the same day. But I learned a great lesson, is that I had to find another way to print money. So today, when you look at how the rich get rich, the rich still print their money. For example, let's say when Bill Gates formed his company and he sold shares in Microsoft, that was his form of printing money. When a person, let's say like Tiger Woods, prints, you know, a baseball type card, that's printing money. I have a friend who's in the greeting card business. And what he does is he prints millions of these little cards. That's printing money. He's getting money for that. In real estate, the way I used to do it is I used to buy a piece of real estate, let's say for $100,000, and I'd sell it for, let's say, $135,000, and I'd carry back an IOU or what's called a promissory note. In other words, I just printed at that moment $35,000 worth of money. In other words, I made that money up legally this time, not counterfeiting it. I legally made $35,000 in my asset column. Now, the beauty of that $35,000, if you understand income statements and balance sheet, I made that money up tax-free. In other words, I invented it inside my asset column. I didn't try and save it. I didn't try and work hard for it. I made it up inside the asset column. The same with the shares of a company. When you form a company, you go around and you say, I want to sell you a share of my company. Well, you just made up that money. So that's what I mean by the rich print their money. If you look at it and you understand the process, you will see that's how the rich get rich. Meanwhile, the poor and middle class are working hard for money. And that's the difference.